Hello and welcome to East Valley News. I'm your volunteer reader, Dan Kaplan, and today we're focusing on news from the towns of Mesa and Apache Junction. Our first story, these cities still favor buyers as home sales prices rise in Metro Phoenix. Home prices and sales in Metro Phoenix climbed in September, bucking the summer slowing trend. The increases came even as the number of houses falling out of escrow was higher than normal due to both buyers and sellers pulling out of deals. October is on track to be an even stronger month for the Valley's housing market based on preliminary sales. Overall, the Metro Phoenix market is still tilted toward buyers, but some cities are moving toward sellers. The market still favors buyers, though their advantage has narrowed compared to earlier in the year, said Paridi Sabu, data analyst with the information market owned by the Arizona Regional Multiple Listing Service. Metro Phoenix's median home price climbed by $10,000 from August to $250,000 in September, according to ARMLS. In September, 6,025 homes traded hands, up 3% from August. About 78% of houses sold below asking price in September, according to ARMLS. That's up a bit from 77% in August. The escrow fallout rate measures the share of homes on the MLS that go under contract but don't close. Historically, the average rate for the third quarter hovers around 5.3%. In the third quarter of 2025, the fallout rate was 5.9%. More than half of all sales included buyer concessions from sellers. Mortgage buy-downs and other concessions have hovered around that rate all year. Some sellers who have owned homes for less than 5 years may not have enough equity to cover concessions and repairs, said Tina Tambor, senior housing analyst with the Cromford Report. But the housing market is slowly shifting, and buyers could see fewer concessions next year, she said. The Cromford Report ranks cities with an index based on supply and demand. An index rating below 100 shows a buyer's market. A rating around 100 is a balanced market, and anything above 100 shows a city has shifted towards sellers. Top five buyer's markets, Maricopa 46.4 index, Buckeye 52, Queen Creek 54.4, Surprise 66.2, Santan Valley 67.2. The Valley's balanced housing markets, Mesa 105.8, Phoenix 104.3, Tolleson 98, Glendale 96.6, Tempe 96.5. Cities where our sellers have the upper hand. Fountain Hills 153, Paradise Valley 145.8, Scottsdale 128.9, Chandler 127.6, and Gilbert 116. And that story was, these cities still favor buyers as home sales prices rise in Metro Phoenix. The next story, Veterans Day holiday hours, Apache Junction. In observance of Veterans Day, the city of Apache Junction will adjust its hours of operation. Please note the following schedule changes for Tuesday, November 11. Administrative offices closed. Emergency services police department will remain available as usual. Animal Control Center opens 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Public library closed. Multi-generational center opens 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, library 480-474-8555 or visit www.ajpl.org. Multi-generational center 480-474-5240 or visit apachejunctionaz.gov/multi-generational-center. Animal control 480-983-4405 or visit apachejunctionaz.gov/animal-control. The City of Apache Junction thanks all veterans for their service and sacrifice. The next story, three East Valley projects coming soon. A mix of projects is under construction in the East Valley. including a major retailer, a restaurant hub, and a large industrial project. In East Mesa, the city's first Target in more than 20 years is under construction. Queen Creek's downtown core will see a massive makeover with a key project called the Switchyard, poised to bring popular restaurants to the town. In Tempe, an industrial project will bring new office and warehouse space online. Here are some new projects being built in Metro Phoenix to watch. The Target is under construction in East Mesa at the Medina Station Commercial Development along Signal Butte Road and Southern Avenue. It will be a roughly 148,000-square-foot store and will be the fifth location in the city. Target will anchor the larger commercial property, which includes Dick's Sporting Goods and eateries like Einstein Brothers Bagels, Cafe Zupas, and Hawaiian Brothers. No official opening date has been announced. The commercial developer previously stated it planned to open to initial tenants in summer 2026. A $120 million mixed-use project called the Switchyard is under construction in front of Queen Creek's Library along Ellsworth Loop and Ocotillo Road. It will bring 54,000 square feet of commercial space and a 215-unit luxury apartment complex along 10 acres. Three dining tenants have committed to the projects, including Postino Restaurant, the breakfast and brunch restaurant Snooze, an AM eatery, and the burger chain Shake Shack. Phase one of the project was expected to be finished by mid-2026. A large industrial complex will be built on a vacant 6-acre lot along the northwest corner of Priest Drive and West 3rd Street in Tempe. The project includes a pair of one-story industrial buildings with about 82,500 square feet of warehouse space and 32,700 square feet of office space. The project will be completed in December 2026, according to Jan Bracamonte with J. Lauren PR and Marketing. That story was three East Valley projects coming soon. The next story, Ribbon Cutting Celebration, Arizona at Work, Pinal County Partnership. The City of Apache Junction is proud to announce the official ribbon cutting at the Apache Junction Public Library for our expanded Arizona at Work, Pinal County Partnership. Through this collaboration, Arizona at Work, Pinal County staff will now be available at the library to help expand workforce development services across the county. The program provides no-cost employment support to help job seekers of all backgrounds reach their career goals, offering job search assistance, resume help, referrals to business partners, and access to labor market information. Career services schedule Mondays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Tuesdays and Thursdays 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Location, Apache Junction Public Library, 1177 North Idaho Road. Phone 520-509-3555 for assistance if unable to visit in person. We are excited to bring this valuable resource to our community and look forward to seeing it make a lasting impact. For more information, visit Pinal County Workforce Development. The next story, five things to know about why Casino Arizona could be replaced. The Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian community is considering replacing Casino Arizona with a new casino, which could be developed on tribal land between Tempe, Mesa, and Scottsdale. The 270-acre area has been used as a sand and rock mining site by a tribal enterprise, Salt River Materials Group, since 1981. But the mine will close soon as resources have neared depletion. The tribe is soliciting ideas from developers about potential reuse for the site, located in the northeast corner of State Routes 101 and 202. Here are five things to know about the possible redevelopment. What, besides a casino, is proposed for the tribal land? Likely redevelopment of the site would designate about 122 acres for a new gaming facility which would eventually replace Casino Arizona. The remaining 148 acres would be designated for commercial development of various types, but could include hospitality, retail, dining, and entertainment. Who is going to develop the site near Loops 101 and 202? The tribe is looking to gauge interest from the private sector for the redevelopment of the site through a request. Respondents and participants in the request for interest will receive additional consideration in a future request for proposals to select a development team for the project. What's the timeline for development proposals? The request for interest was issued November 3, and questions are due by November 26. Responses are due January 30, and the community expects to release a formal request for proposals for the redevelopment in March 2026. Who will own the future casino and other improvements? Land on the reservation cannot be sold, but is instead leased from the tribal government. According to the request, the community expects to execute a 99-year ground lease on the site in the eventual redevelopment. What will happen to the existing Casino Arizona? If a new casino is built on the site, it will replace the existing one. But no decisions have been made yet about the future of the existing building. Aaron Studebaker, Business Development Manager for the Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian Community, said. And that story was 5 Things to Know About Why Casino Arizona Could Be Replaced. The next story, Apache Junction Dual Language Program Continues to Grow. In this class, you'd better be ready to get up out of your seat, or should we say, Silla. Sia. Welcome or bienvenidos, no matter which one you say, both words are perfectly fine inside Regina Sanchez's dual language first grade classroom at Four Peaks Elementary School in Apache Junction. It's the connection I have with my kids, explains Ms. Sanchez, describing her favorite part of being a dual language teacher. They really enjoy learning from my culture, and they want to learn Spanish. Last school year, Four Peaks Elementary School debuted its dual language program, using what's known as a 50-50 dyad model, where half the day is spent in one language and the other half in the other language. In this case, it's English and Spanish. At the time, Four Peaks principal Yesenia Suni Broxma told us it was a goal of hers to get dual language in Apache Junction classrooms. She helped co-create the program, now in its second year, and expanding. Last year, Four Peaks started with kindergarten. This year, they have kindergarten and added first grade, so that last year's kindergarten class could continue in the dual language model. The plan will be to add second grade to the mix next year. Some critics have argued it may be difficult for young students still mastering their native language to be introduced to a second language, but Ms. Sanchez says she's seen from personal experience that developing language skills can help students across the board. I've experienced it with my own daughter, she explains. She's been in a dual language program, and I was worried she would fall behind in English, but it actually helped her. She can read in both languages. She can do math in both languages. It makes them more flexible, open to new things, and more creative. Last year, ABC 15 met kindergarten student Santino Judy and his father, so we wanted to follow up and see how much Santino has learned over the past year. Santino told us not only did he learn the days of the week and colors in Spanish, he also learned about animals, telling us in Spanish that fish were his favorite animal, which makes sense because he's taken to Spanish like a fish to water, and he's not the only student making a splash with his new language. Medic Sevilla told us Rosa, or pink, was her favorite color, and offered to count to 10 for ABC 15's Nick Saletti. Something else these students can count on, according to Ms. Sanchez, is learning to recognize, love, and celebrate the world around them. Four Peaks Elementary School principal Yesenia Suni Braxma told Nick that this year there are 66 students total in both kindergarten and first grade enrolled in dual language. Braxma says already there are parents putting their children on a list for a dual language kindergarten for the 2026-2027 school year. That story was Apache Junction Dual Language Program Continues to Grow. You're listening to East Valley News on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Today we're focusing on news from the towns of Mesa and Apache Junction. I'm your volunteer reader, Dan Kaplan. The next story, Turning Point, shares big part in dumping Spilsbury during Mesa recall. The recall race to oust Mesa City Council member Julie Spilsbury from her seat was a victory for conservatives who wanted her gone after she endorsed Kamala Harris in the November presidential race. Spilsbury conceded the race to her opponent, Doreen Taylor, on November 5 in a statement to the Arizona Republic. The first of its kind election in Mesa, which was launched in January by a local resident, received major backing from the conservative political organization Turning Point Action, founded by slain activist leader Charlie Kirk. Spilsbury said in a written statement that without the organization's hundreds of thousands of dark money dollars being spent here, this recall wouldn't have even come close to making the ballot. Taylor had not formally claimed victory on her social media channels as of November 5, nor did she respond to a request for comment from the Republic. Others have claimed victory on her behalf. Turning Point Action's Tyler Bowyer on X called the Mesa recall election results one of the biggest wins in America on a night in which Republicans nationally struggled to take home key races. Bowyer also wrote that step one on a list of routing out the garbage was complete. That was listed as replacing Julie Spilsbury, captain of the Republicans for Kamala ship. Andrew Colvett, the organization's spokesperson, wrote on social media that the results were a huge bright spot in an otherwise lackluster evening. Democrats and other Trump foes swept races in New York, Virginia, New Jersey, and California. Spilsbury's Mesa Council District bucked that trend with far less fanfare. The recall had been viewed by many as a litmus test on Turning Point's power in Phoenix area races. Neither Bowyer nor Colvett responded to requests for comment about the organization's presence in the Mesa recall effort. The Mesa recall election was Turning Point's most prominent push in a local nonpartisan race. Mesa's East Central District 2 was littered with dozens of campaign signs along traffic intersections in support of Taylor. Turning Point PAC paid for them. On October 1, the organization created a new political action committee, Turning Point PAC Arizona, 1 week before ballots were mailed. It was also 1 day after the cycle for campaign contributions closed, ensuring that any money Turning Point spent on the recall race would not be reported until after the election. It also came after a Mesa resident in August filed a campaign finance complaint with the Arizona Citizens Clean Elections Commission, alleging Turning Point PAC failed to comply with the Voters' Right to Know Act, or Proposition 211. In September, the Turning Point PAC's legal team responded that none of the public communications had come anywhere close to the $25,000 campaign media spending threshold required for filing reports under the Act. There has been no resolution to the complaint, according to Tom Collins with the Clean Elections Commission. On October 10, Turning Point's federal PAC moved $45,000 to the new Arizona-specific PAC, according to campaign finance reports filed with the Arizona Secretary of State's office. On the same day, the new state PAC spent nearly $12,000 on street signs, yard signs, and text messaging services favoring Taylor's campaign, state records show. The Mesa Sign Shop, which is owned by Gilbert Town Councilmember Jim Torgerson, received $8,647 for yard sign printing and installation. It also paid $3,196 to I-10 LLC, an Arizona-based firm owned by Republican State Senator Jake Hoffman, for texting and media service and street signs. The spending was made as an independent expenditure, meaning it was done without the coordination of the candidate and would not show up on Taylor's campaign finance reports. The latest state report only showed expenditures made up to October 20. The Turning Point PAC Arizona made no other expenditures related to other races. Chuck Coughlin, the CEO of High Ground, an Arizona-based Republican-leaning consulting and public affairs firm, said the message and lesson Turning Point sent with this victory was clear. Stay in your lane. Don't pick fights that aren't necessarily relevant to your municipal service, he said the recall victory signaled. Coughlin said there wasn't any question that Turning Point was the instigator in making this happen. He said Spilsbury put a target on her back, and Turning Point was happy to oblige and use that opportunity to strengthen their own organization. Coughlin said he could see the organization using this partisan political behavior on an incumbent as a wedge tool against them, not just in Mesa, but in other places as well. Spilsbury was first elected to the Mesa City Council in 2020 and won her second term in July 2024. Her term was expected to end in 2029. She echoed Coughlin's warnings that dark money, highly partisan influence in nonpartisan city races is a real danger. She said she is still a Republican, just a politically homeless one, and that she had no regrets. "I've always tried to do what I feel is right, and I don't do that lightly," she wrote in a statement. Doreen Taylor submitted paperwork to the city on July 10 to run against Spilsbury. Taylor is originally from Florida and moved to Mesa in 2008. She has a Bachelor of Science degree in psychology from the University of Phoenix. Taylor previously worked as a business analyst and training coordinator for an East Coast-based school and later a local automotive company. Currently, she owns a remodeling business with her husband, she said. She describes herself as a constitutional conservative. Taylor will be sworn in and take her seat directly after the city council adopts the election canvassing resolution. That was tentatively scheduled for November 17, pending the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors' canvassing of the results. And that story was Turning Point shares big part in dumping Spilsbury during Mesa recall. The next story, Mesa teacher arrested after alleged physical fight with 14-year-old student. A teacher has been arrested and faces aggravated assault charges after he was allegedly involved in a fight with a student. Mesa police say officers were dispatched to American Leadership Academy on Thursday near Power and Pecos Roads after a report of a teacher who had physically assaulted a student. Officials say a 14-year-old male student approached 52-year-old Nathan Hansen and attempted to take a phone away from his hand during a physical education class. Hansen allegedly pushed the student to the ground and then dragged him by the back of his hoodie. Detectives reviewed surveillance video that showed Hansen shoving the student to the ground, grabbing him by the back of his hoodie, and dragging him off the basketball court before sliding him against the bleachers. The student suffered minor injuries. Investigators determined there was probable cause to arrest Nathan for aggravated assault by an adult on a minor under 15 years of age. Nathan was contacted at his residence, interviewed, and subsequently arrested for aggravated assault, Mesa police said. According to ALA, Hansen was placed immediately on administrative leave. That story was Mesa teacher arrested after alleged physical fight with 14-year-old student. The next story, Mexican consulate says ICE is working with Pinal County Sheriff on immigration enforcement. The Mexican consulate of Phoenix issued a warning that the Pinal County Sheriff's Office is working with immigration authorities in Arizona. In a Facebook post, the Mexican consulate said that they were tipped off that U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, is collaborating with local law enforcement in the Queen Creek and Santan Valley areas. In order to safeguard their safety and avoid setbacks, the Mexican community is advised to always carry a valid and up-to-date identification, stay calm, and act respectfully toward any authority, and avoid traveling or remaining in those areas unless strictly necessary. If you or someone needs assistance or support, the post advised those to contact the consulate's emergency number at 602-330-3642. And that story was Mexican consulate says ICE is working with Pinal County Sheriff on immigration enforcement. The next story, Spilsbury concedes to newcomer Taylor in Mesa Council recall election. Mesa Council member Julie Spilsbury conceded to political newcomer Doreen Taylor in the historic City Council recall race. "Though this election didn't end as I hoped, I remain optimistic about Mesa's future," Spilsbury said in a written statement. She said in the statement that serving District 2 residents had been one of the greatest honors of her life. Taylor did not immediately respond to a request for comment on the recall election results. The day before, voters in Mesa East Central District 2 went to the polls to decide the recall election in what appeared to be a strong turnout for a special election in an off year. As of the evening of November 4, more than 3,500 ballots had been cast in the special recall election than in the July primary election in which Spilsbury was reelected to a second term. All day, there was a steady stream of voters dropping off ballots at the Brimhall Aquatics Complex along Higley Road and Southern Avenue. Midday, both candidates were at the polling location, attempting a final push for voter support. Taylor wore a red shirt with an American flag, talking to voters alongside her supporters who wore the white Freedom Charlie Kirk shirt. On a table were campaign flyers, paid for by Turning Point PAC. Taylor told the Arizona Republic she's grateful for the support she's received from political activist groups like Turning Point Action and AZ Free, who have provided volunteers to knock on doors. She said the race was a principal issue between the two women, who are both registered Republicans. She identified herself as a constitutional conservative. Meanwhile, Spilsbury was viewed as a moderate Republican. Across the parking lot of the complex were Spilsbury and her supporters wearing white shirts with her campaign logo. Spilsbury said constituents have told her they are frustrated by Turning Point's presence. "They don't like these outside people coming into our district," she said. Spilsbury said earlier in the day she hoped she could continue to keep doing the work she had been doing over the past 5 years on the council. "I just want to keep going. I want to keep working," she said. If she wasn't successful, she said she'd find another way to serve her community. Election results in Arizona are unofficial until local and state officials have tallied all ballots and certified the results. It's unknown how many ballots remain to be counted. Constituents of Spilsbury launched the recall effort in January because of a trio of yes votes. Two of those votes took place prior to Spilsbury's re-election in August, which she won with 65% of the vote in her district. Dozens of voters arrived at the Mesa polling location with filled-out sealed ballots in their hands, ready to drop them off. Juan Beltran told the Republic he voted to support Spilsbury's campaign because he was not a fan of Turning Point and didn't like its involvement in the recall effort. He said he questioned why the political group chose this race and this city to get involved. Esmeralda Waldron, a registered Democrat, voted for Taylor, she said. Taylor's messaging to address homelessness issues and lower taxes resonated with her, she said. Turning Point's presence in the recall election didn't bother her, she said. She said if so many voters wanted to get her out of office, then there had to be some merit to the recall election. Spilsbury was first elected in 2020 and was easily reelected to her second term in the 2024 primary election. Residents cited a trio of three votes for the recall: raising utility rates, approving the transition of a hotel into a homeless housing program, and increasing council salaries. The real crux of the outrage against Spilsbury was her endorsement of Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris in the November presidential election. Spilsbury is a registered Republican. That story was Spilsbury concedes to newcomer Taylor in Mesa Council recall election. Remember that. If you missed a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org. You can also take SunSounds with you by getting our streaming and on-demand service on our new SunSounds of Arizona app for Apple and Android phones, and you can hear SunSounds on your Echo Dot or smart home device. This has been East Valley News covering Mesa and Apache Junction. I'm your volunteer reader, Dan Kaplan. Now stay tuned for more excellent content on SunSounds of Arizona.